as Space Shuttle Atlantis touched down this morning for the final time, marking the end of the Space Shuttle program. What's the future of space exploration? That's the question being asked by MAVEN, a global network of industry professionals that offers what it calls micro-consulting. Wyatt Nordstrom is CEO of MAVEN, based in California. And Wyatt, what were the results?
We sought out qualified experts, that is, people with direct experience in the space program, scientists, academics, spacecraft design engineers, and so on and so forth. And we asked them about a dozen questions, ranging from their opinion on the future of NASA to private industry's expected role in the future of space exploration, even which country is going to be the next to land a human on the moon. On the moon.
Okay, and so give us address the moon issue first. Who's saying what about that?
Pretty clearly China or some consortium of two or more countries. What was most surprising in the result of that question was really the absence of the United States in the list of votes.
Yeah.
In fact, nobody picked the United States. The only country that has landed somebody on the moon in the past is not expected to be the next to do so.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll basically be thumbing a ride with the Russians, it seems like, right?
Seems that way.
All right. But in terms of the future, is there a feeling about what's next for space exploration? Like, is somebody really going to go for Mars, for example, a landing on Mars?
You know, it's interesting. There were a lot of perspectives that were offered, and those perspectives were really as varied and as disparate as you could almost imagine them being. There was very little consensus among the respondent population over, say, what the next steps were going to be or what the major priorities were going to be. There were a few key findings that were interesting. First was that NASA, while still a contributor in the future of space exploration, is really going to no longer be the most important player. Most people believe that either foreign countries, consortiums of countries working together, and or private industry are going to take the leading role in space exploration for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
There was some disagreement, as I mentioned before, on what the next priority should be. It was almost evenly divided between extending the life of the space station and possibly even expanding it, landing somebody on Mars, doing a moon landing, or even landing a human on an asteroid, which of course is the current NASA program.
Wow. Where's private industry going to make money from this, Wyatt, if in fact we're going to see the private industry step in?
That is the $8 billion question, or maybe $800 billion question.
Right.
You know, obviously space tourism is something that's in the nascent stages. That's considered an area of growth by our respondents. Private satellite launching, which is an industry that's existed for many years now, is going to become even more important now that NASA doesn't provide as much heavy lift capacity for things like the U.S. military. You know, a lot of the respondents had the opinion that assuming that NASA continues to build programs and innovate and move forward, regardless of what the exact program is going to be, the biggest net beneficiaries are going to be the same people who have been the biggest net beneficiaries historically. That is big government contractors that are in the business of building rockets for NASA.
Thanks, Wyatt. That is Wyatt Nordstrom, CEO of MAVEN, the global network of industry professionals.